Now, it would only be for the times that we do have to buy Tampa Bay water, and it would only be for the percentage of the total water that we distribute that would be Tampa Bay water.
The city is calling the charge as a pass-through and says it's only a temporary charge until the Hillsborough River is sufficiently replenished. Dagnall said that in the past, when the city purchased water from Tampa Bay Water, it was of such a minimal amount that it was never listed on a citizen's water bill.
This is a change in the billing structure. In the past, the amounts of water that we've bought from Tampa Bay Water have been small amounts, and we have not had to show that. We have been able to address that in our rates. We are now buying more and more amounts of Tampa Bay Water. It is still a direct cost to us, and that is all that we are doing is recapturing that direct cost.
The proposal was ultimately passed by the City Council with one noted exception. City Councilman John Dingfelder said he would vote no to express his displeasure that the Iorio administration has shown little appetite to research the possibility of cutting off Hillsborough County residents from Tampa's water supply when the interlocal agreement between the city and county ends in 12 years' time.
But this is a huge alternative opportunity for the city. We have a contract with the county that expires in a dozen or so years. So there is at least a theoretical opportunity to divest ourselves of those customers, or at least to have that discussion, or at least to have engineers look at it and economists look at it to see what are the possibilities. Because those customers represent a very thirsty group of people that are pulling out of the river, that are pulling out of our system. And there's a direct connection between that and what we're doing today. Because if we didn't have those customers pulling out of our system, we wouldn't have to be buying any Tampa Bay water.
Although this was at least the third time that Dingfelder has brought up the issue this year, he again found nobody on the board to second his motion. The interlocal agreement that requires the city of Tampa to provide unincorporated parts of Hillsborough County water goes back to 1979. Tampa City Councilman Thomas Scott served on the Hillsborough County Commission for years, and he said he couldn't believe that Dingfelder would want to promulgate more tensions between the governments.
The days of standing by ourselves are gone. We must look at regional, we must look at the whole county, we must look at how we can, especially we're talking about budget cuts. We got to find ways how we can share services, how we can work together so that it's economical for all of our residents and citizens. So to me, the option of removing or diverting ourselves of the citizens, $250,000, is not an option, in my opinion. It is not an option. It is not something that you can consider. These are citizens of Hillsborough County, Florida, which the city of Tampa is a part of.
Councilman Charlie Miranda also said Dingfelder was dead wrong. He praised Tampa Bay Water for aiding the city as it deals with its dwindling drinking water supply, currently low because of the drought.
This is the cost of what we had to pay from 1.5 million to almost 10 million of water that we've had to buy during this area that nature says that's enough. On the other side of that, there's also nothing that hasn't been discussed. Yes, there's a pass-through when we need it. But when we don't need it, we're making 0.25 or 0.25% more in the sale of water when we have ample water supply. So therefore, the calendar's never balanced out and the public's not being told all the facts.
And Miranda said the issue of water in the Tampa Bay area is a complex one. More complex, he said, than what Dingfelder's motion calls for.
You got to look at the whole bushel of apples. Don't go in there and pick one and say this one's rotten, because the rest of them are all ready to eat.